In order to be God's leader, you must be free. And I will learn how to spell some other day. But I'm here to tell you today that I am explaining one part of Timothy, which I will get to later, that it says that you cannot be a novice. Now let me explain to you what a novice means. A novice is not necessarily a new believer. A novice can be somebody that has been believing for a while, but just started to practice what they believe. Are you understanding? There's a lot of people that meet the Lord and they still live like hell. And they live like the world. And they live like everybody else. And then they tell you they're 20 years old in the Lord. But I assure you, they are still in the cradle and they got no business. They got no business. They got no business being a leader. Are you understanding? It is not birthdays in Christ. It is maturity in Christ. Do you understand? And there is a difference. You can be in church for 50 stinking years and do nothing for God because you're still sucking on the bottle. Amen. You got to get off the bottle and get into the meat. And you must become free from your bondages in order to be a leader, or else you will mislead many. Now, I am going to talk about Gene Scott for a minute. Some of you know him, some of you don't. That man is an absolute genius. He is a theologian deluxe. He's got a doctorate degree in everything you can imagine from one of the most prestigious universities in the country. But I would not let him preach one message to my disciples. I'm going to tell you why. Is because he thinks it is okay to do some things that may be okay for him, but is not okay for my people that have had addictive problems. Amen? He smokes cigars. And he's very bitter against the church. Amen? And when he speaks, you can tell that he holds aught against his brother. He walks with a spirit that is not forgiveness. And as a leader, I'm not telling you he's not a great leader. I am telling you that he is not the example of a leader that I believe Jesus would have him to be. I don't see Jesus walking down the road smoking cigars. I don't see Jesus walking down the road bitter at the church. Do you understand? I don't see those things. So he will never be invited. Not that he would come. But you never know. But he would never be invited by me to speak to babe Christians, because they might think it's okay when indeed it most certainly is not. Your life must be a representation of the freedom that God has given you. You must be free of your fantasies. You must be free from your worldliness. You must be free from your pity parties. A lot of people never get free from the pity parties that they live in their life. And as a consequence, they are moody, up and down like yo-yos. And the baby Christians that need that nurturing and support cannot get it from them because they still are not free of those things that have possessed them in their life. Are you hearing this? You must be one that is free of moodiness. You must be one that is free of oversleepingness. Are you hearing me? You must be one that is free in every area of your life. And I am not even talking about drugs or alcohol. I am talking about a person that walks in the joy of the Lord. I am talking about a person that understands commitment. I'm talking about a person that does what they know they're supposed to do willingly and lovingly. I'm talking about you and who you're supposed to be, because all of you are supposed to be leaders. Amen? You see, each of us must be free of all the normal things. Let me tell you something. It is not enough to be just free, but you must be full. I mean, it's okay that you don't smoke no more. It's okay that you are not promiscuous no more. It's okay that you don't drink no more. But if you still walk around with the same bitterness you've always had in your life, you are still poison. Are you hearing me? You must be free of that bitterness, and you must truly understand walking in forgiveness, because you are going to be offended every day. And if you don't know how to give your burdens to God, you are never going to be a good leader. Amen. I'm going to start with this first verse here. And it is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. See, my leadership class is one that takes in the whole Bible according to the New Testament, the Word of God, and I will stay away from the Old Testament, not because it is not relevant, but because before you're going to get to begin to understand the Old Testament, you must understand the New. You're never going to get the fullness of the New until you understand the Old. But you must understand, I want to put to rest everybody's theories and show you the facts of what it means in the New. It says in verse 1 of chapter 5, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's why you can't be a novice, because a novice might do okay for a week, a month, or a year. But in 5 years, how is your walk? Have you gone back to the world? Have you gone back and dabbled? Have you done those things? Or are you free? And is that freedom part of your walk? Or is it still something that you are seeking? You see, I myself am not concerned with what used to be in my life because it is truly in the past. But I'm going to tell you, for the first 3 or 4 years of my life, I was still struggling, even though not acting out those things that used to be in my life. Are you hearing me? When you first give things up, even though, and you know, I believe in deliverance. I believe in it. I am a person that has experienced much deliverance. But you see, along with that deliverance must come the infilling, the wholeness of God in your life. And it does not happen overnight. And it takes time to go through the things you must go through to work out the truth of God for your life. You see, I am free today, but indeed, I haven't drank, nor smoked, nor been promiscuous since the day I got saved. But I struggled with those issues in my life for years, even afterwards, although I did not partake. It was a struggle, so I wasn't truly, wholly free. Do you understand what I'm saying? Free means that you no longer even consider those things, that God is so full inside of you that all those areas are met and the need and the desire has gone and now you are truly free. Free is a walk that starts, but it takes time to get to that place where you soar. For 3 years in my life, 4 years in my life, 3 years for sure, I wasn't even sure that God loved me, but I kept practicing the Word and practicing the Word and practicing the Word, and one day He spoke to me and called me His son. And at that time, I knew that I was starting to walk in that freedom that God had promised me, because He has many promises for us, but a promise does not mean that you have yet received it. A promise of is something that is spoken of for your future, not something that you possess at the time. In order to be a great leader, you must be a person that is free. It does not mean you will not make mistakes, because we're people and we all blow it. But your mistakes should not be of the carnal side, where you do it willfully anymore. Do you understand? You're not to care if people think you're right or if you're wrong. You're supposed to be the one that just does right and lets God be the judge of your right and your wrong. You hear me? You're not to be the one that's supposed to be in competition with somebody else, trying to excel above them. You're supposed to be seeking your own path in God. Now, I am a very competitive person. Do not misunderstand me. In the things of God, but not the things of my flesh. Right? I've started to work out a little bit, and I know I haven't gotten very far. But I told that young man that is absolutely a bodybuilder, I told him, it is not my desire to compete with you, but it is my desire to be able to keep up with you. Do you understand? And what I'm saying is everything I do, including being in an iron pile, is not for me to walk around with a great physique. It is to enable me to fulfill the desire of God for my life so that I can walk out the whole race that He has assigned me without falling over with a heart attack and not having the work done yet. Do you see the difference? The difference is I have determined and purposed in my heart that I will complete the task that He has assigned me. And I will make sure that I do that with anything I can. But I am not in competition to be the greatest in the physical areas. I am in competition with others in a way that I will complete the things of God. The Bible says, physical exercise profiteth little, but spiritual knowledge is good unto all. So more than being in a weight pile, I make sure that I stay in my Bible. I make sure that I stay in prayer. I make sure that as I learn things of God, that I apply them to my life. And then as I apply them to my life, they become habits in my life, which means I become free from the things that were before. When we meet the Lord, we all have bad habits. I said all. And I'm not talking about dope or promiscuousness, but it is a me-itis and self-centeredness that we all have. I said all. And we have to address that issue and be free of that issue in our life. It does not no longer matter what you want to do with your life. It matters that you get to the place where you would have God to do whatever with your life. You see, being free of me-itis is one of the biggest freedoms that you must seek in your life. Being free of personal preferences that make or ruin your day is one of the biggest freedoms you can have in your life. You see, we must get to the place where we are free of our desires because our desire is to do the will of God. And that is being free. There's people in the church today that would be great leaders, but they have choices. They will do one thing, but not another. They don't want to clean a toilet, but they want to stand at the door and smile at everybody. You see, that's okay to do either or both. And we must all get to the place in our life that we quit picking what we want to do for God and be free of our me-itis and walk on the path that God has prepared for our life. Because you don't know what God wants you to do. I said, you don't know what God wants you to do. You think you know. But God will give you discernment day by day. And if you have preferences, then you're going to miss the very thing that God wants you to be about. You see, being free more than anything means being free of your own personal bondage you have put on yourself. Do you understand? You've got to get this thing. You see, I very seldom do anything that I would personally choose to do. Very seldom. Although I think Matthew might have been serious the other night. Pastor Tommy wants to go jump out of a plane in October. And I'm in. Do you understand? And for me, that's a thrill. Do you get it? I've always been a thrill seeker. And if I was to spend the rest of my life doing what I wanted to do, I'd probably be doing downhill. Skiing. I like the big ones, if you know what I mean. Go fast. I like fast motorcycles. I like that adrenaline rush. You get it? But that is not the thing that God would have me to do. Although those are my preferences. Today, I do what God would have me to do because He is worthy. And sometimes He blesses my socks off and I get to do some of the things I would like to do. Are you hearing me here today? Are you free? You see, because if you aren't free and you're still full of me-itis, how are you going to teach others about a servant's heart? How can you sit there and tell people about discipline when you got no discipline in your life? It's kind of quiet in here. If you got any toes left, I'll get them in a minute. You see, I'm talking about being a great leader in God. God is your reward. Jesus Christ, the infilling of His Spirit in your life is the greatest thing that could ever happen. But the fact is that your me-itis gets in the way of Him coming in. Your greatest blessings are going to happen when you learn to not care about what you do, but about serving Him and Him alone. You see, I am free. I can go get a shovel and rake poop if that's what He wants me to do. And sing while I'm doing it. Can you? I can sit there, and there have been times that I've been doing discipleship for a long time where I have taken all my men and women and put them in service because I knew they had to be there. And the church pipes were rotten and I was up in sewage up to my waist cleaning out the pipes while the people in church who do not care, that are carnal, that only are about getting blessings for themselves, were flushing the toilet while I was in a ditch trying to get it to work again. And I was happy then, just as I am happy in front of you today, speaking His truth into your life. You see, I hate to be so graphic, but I'm telling you, freedom encompasses everything that I'm talking to you about. Freedom is not doing what you want to do. That is bondage. That prevents you from having God's best in your life. You see, freedom means that your whole life is centered on Him, not you. Your freedom comes when you submit yourself wholly unto Him. And you see, in order to be a leader and preach and teach this truth I'm speaking to you today, you must be free. Is everybody here understanding what I'm saying? I told you I have preferences. There's things I'd like to do. And once in a while, I get blessed by getting to do them. But my biggest blessings are in my longest servitudes. You know, the other day we had a graduation. It's all I can do not to blubber like a baby sometimes. You know what I mean? It's so humbling to sit there and your lip starts quivering and everything and you're trying to hold it together. Because I get to watch people that their eyes are open and they see and their mind and their spirit start to soar. And I watch people go from being totally lost They're right there where I see them gonna do great things for God. What greater glory could there be? There is none better than the job that I have, where I get to see people that have been totally scandalous become people that are totally of God, on fire to preach the gospel and do the things of God. But you see, I could not do these things as a leader, nor show these people true freedom unless I was free myself. You see, I am not trying to assassinate character. I am trying to give you God's version of character. Amen? When the Bible tells you that you are going to be a slave to one thing or a slave to another, that is a fact. If you're a slave to yourself, then where are you going? Because you don't even know what you're doing. But if you make the decision to become a slave to God, then you will soar like an eagle because you were made for one thing. And I told you, you don't even know what it is. But every essence and every piece of you was put together for one purpose, and He's the only one that knows. And if you won't listen to Him, then you're never going to find out what you were even put here for. See, today I'm here. Today I do this. And you know what? I would blow your mind if I told you what God has planned for me next year, because He only gives me little tidbits. But this will still be part of my life. But God has expanded my horizons. God has shown me much more than I ever thought I'd ever be able to do. And if I was not willing to do the things that He asked that are so small, do you really think He'd ask me to do things that are so great? You see, our being self-centered holds us back from doing the great things that God would put before us. I got some bad news for everybody. Being free means that instead of getting out of work, you volunteer for work. Did you get that? Instead of being about vacation, you do the extra mile. Did you get that? But Dominic, how can that be free? Because your blessings are in serving God, not you. And you got to get that straight in your life. You see, I teach my people by example. They watch me crawl underneath cars. They watch me build things. They watch me just whatever has to be done. I plug myself in and I do it. I am not caring about what leadership thinks about me. Because the leader I'm trying to please is up there. He's not here. You see, I am free of what people's opinions would make me to be. Otherwise, I'd wear a suit and tie. Do you get it? God never spoke to me and said, "Well, Brother Dominic, you got to learn how to speak King James, and you got to do it in this kind of a way. And while you're doing it, we must be proper." That's bondage. That's being in bondage to people's opinion. This is me. And I pray and I seek God and I ask Him daily what He'd have me to be about. And I speak it to the people that He would send. Whosoever is who hears. I don't pick and choose who's going to be in this place. If somebody shows up, they're the one. Do you understand? I'm not in charge of anything. I have been set free. You must be free to be a leader. I've got one other scripture that I want to share with you today. This is so important. Are you free? Are you still about the me and the I? Or are you free? See, I can't tell you that. You're the only one that knows that. Do you understand? I'm not trying to insinuate anything. But let's talk about freedom in a more carnal way for a minute. Let's go to John 8:34. Let's just say that you think you need to be a leader, that God is raising you up to be a leader, but you still smoke. You still drink. You hearing me? How can you be a leader? How can you take somebody where you have not even arrived yourself yet? Amen? How can you dare to be a leader for God until you clean up your own life? You know, one of the things that I've learned in my life is that if you're going to do great things, you must be around others that have done great things. You know, it's like me. I have no boundaries in my concept of God because I'm around great men of God all the time that do great things. Millions of dollars and dollars are all the same to God. Right? God's God. A dollar, $1 million, $10 million, $100 million is all the same to God. But it's a concept that you get by being around people that have that concept. If you're around people all the time that are holding you back with small thinking, you better get around some bigger thinkers. Amen. I am free. God made all the minerals on earth, all the gold, all the iron, all the silver, all the diamonds. And if He wants you to do something and He can't get somebody to put it in your hand, He'll just make some more and give it to you. Do you understand? If what you're about is the path that God has assigned for you, He is going to provide for all your needs. I am not dependent on men. I am dependent on God. I am free of the system. You hear what I mean? But see, you need to be around people that think like me. You need to be around people that act free. You need to be around people that act knowingly the way they are because they are walking in that freedom that God would give to everybody. Otherwise, if you walk into some churches, and I started in one when I got saved, first I was free. God made me free. And I walked into a church and these old ladies came up to me, older sisters. And I was staying away from the younger sisters because I found out that they were not quite as holy as I thought they were. Amen. And these, I'm sorry if the shoe fits, put it on. You know what I mean? And I sat there and I walked in there and these ladies said, you know, because I was pretty ratty looking. I mean, I was. My pants stood up in the corner and all that. I was barely saved. I knew God. I didn't know anything else. And they said, well, Brother Dominic, if you would just take and put on a suit and a tie, you'd look so handsome. And I was sitting there thinking, man, these people are holy, and I want to be holy, and God would have me to be holy. So sure enough, I cut my hair. I shaved my beard. I put on a suit and tie. And when they were done with me, in about 6 months, I had to get saved all over again. I was like this. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't no freedom in that. That was pure actions of men and women. But Jesus will make you free. Are you hearing me? Here, let me tell you something I'm thinking about. And I'm going to get it on tape just because I like it. All right? Can I share something with you? One of the visions I have that I pray it's of God and He brings it to pass. And it was like confirmed by those people that died from that rave party the other day. I was sitting there, I even told some people that I was thinking about it. I want to rent a black warehouse. Black inside. Amen? A warehouse. Big old stinking box. I want to get a whole bunch of lights and smoke machines. And I want to get stacks of speakers so them idiots can stick their heads in them. You know what I mean? And I want to take, and I want to do it just like they do it. But better, of course. I want to have all saved music. Right? I want to pass out 50,000 flyers and charge them $5 to get in. Just like a rave party. Right? $5 admission. Have the wands out there and everything. You get in the picture? And have them come in to dance. And let them guys dance their little butts off. Couple, 3 hours. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. And then in the middle of it all, just stop and bring a message of hope for them kids. Charge them to get saved, by God. You see, I'm free. I don't have religion. I got Jesus. See, my desire is to serve God and reach the world. I don't care what it looks like to the church that's saved. Hey, you're saved. Grow up. But what about those that are not saved? You understand? Freedom. Freedom. Freedom to be all you can be. And somebody is going to come along and enable me. You watch. You understand? Can you see it though? 10,000 kids in a little box, boom, booming. 1,000 getting saved tonight. I can see it. The vision is clear. Why not? Let them have fun. You know what I mean? Let kids go deaf. It'll make the elders of a church cry thinking about it. Oh, it's so sacrilegious, Dominic. Who cares about religion? I care about salvation. Free. Do you understand? Are you free? Are you free to soar yet? Are you in a place where God ministers to you and you fly like an eagle? Are you in that place where you enjoy your salvation? You see, that fire that I used to have that was so wide flung has now started to become focused as I learned the discipline of the freedom that I must live within. You hear me? And you know what? I'm going to talk to Pastor Tommy. And I'm going to talk to Pastor Matthew. And I can already tell you what they're going to say. Go for it, Dominic. And will they take a little heat? Of course. But so what? If souls are saved, if God is being glorified, and every bit and every piece of the music is about the Lord, I don't like nothing but country western anyhow. What does it matter to me if it's something else? I'll sit there like this. I'll make myself enjoy it for the glory of God. I already told you, I don't get to do many things I like anyway. It'll just be one more thing that I do for God in order that He get the glory. And that is the glory of God in me. Are you hearing me? It says in 34 right here. 8:34. It says, most assuredly I say to you, you gotta clean up your life, people. You gotta clean up your life. You gotta live right. You gotta live right before you can be a leader, because otherwise the devil will assassinate you. Amen? You can't fantasize about sex. You gotta take every thought captive. You can't think about getting drunk. You gotta think about the things like I do. I think about the things that'll bring glory to God. You gotta train your imagination to imagine greater things for God. God gave you an imagination to use for His glory. I'm not telling you to kill your imagination. I'm telling you let it soar in God. It says right here, it says, assuredly I say to you, right? Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And if you are a slave to sin, you can't be a leader because you are not free. Amen? Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And the slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Let me tell you something, and this is where I'm closing. This is leadership I'm talking about. Do you understand? I'm talking about the characteristics of a leader. I'm talking about you got to be free. You got to get this. You see, when I met the Lord, I was not free because I still had all the bad habits, even though I quit doing the end result. And it took me time and the infilling of God and His Spirit inside of me. And over a period of time, the freedom became part of my life. You see, the reason why you can't be a novice and be a leader is you are still working to that point where you are free, holy. That's not a being either. Free, holy. Yeah, you know, I tried. Do you understand? You got to get to that place where you allow God to set you free. And it's going to take effort on your part. And it's going to take focus on your part. And it's going to take you having that ability to really focus in on what is important, which is Him. You got to rebuke, in the name of Jesus, your me-itis. Amen? I mean, rebuke it. I rebuke my laziness all the time. I remember one day I was getting self-righteous, and I was on vacation, and so He nailed me because I had time to think. And I remember I was praying one day, and I was just sitting there going, and I was telling Him, well, God, what else can I do? You know, I really don't have no time left, and this and that. And I was kind of doing a Christian pity party thing, you know, and I worked so hard, but I love You, God, and I'm ready to do more. And He told me I was lazy. I mean, He just said, you're lazy. And I sat there and I went, what? You see, you got to remember, God knows your whole potential. Amen. God knows your whole potential. Amen. And when He told me that, I got right out of my self-righteousness and I started to explore my life and the truth. And the fact is this, people, I had gotten a little comfortable. Amen? And I made myself a promise that I'm not going to allow myself to get comfortable no more. You see, people, you got to be free. You got to be free so that you can walk in that and soar like an eagle. You know, these things that I speak to you, you watch over a period of years, they will come to pass. And it's not going to be just because somebody comes up and dumps money on my head. I'm going to work towards these things. Ministry, above all, takes work and discipline in your life. It takes focus. It takes you having a desire to do the things of God and a lack of a desire to fulfill your own flesh. But I'm going to tell you here today that if you're going to be a great leader, God must be number one in your life. You must make God number one. And in all the things that you do, you must put Him in that number one spot all your life. And you know what? It doesn't work when we're about what we want to do. It only works when we make the decision to be about what He wants us to do. And when you do make that decision, it is still going to be years before you walk in the full joy of what I'm talking about. It's not going to be overnight. And it's not going to happen from listening to praise music. It's going to happen from walking out day by day the life that He has chosen from you. Let me tell you, I have nothing against praise music. I can praise Him in rap. I can praise Him in rock. I can praise Him in rave. I can praise Him anyway. You understand? But that is not where my freedom comes from. Praise elevates you into His presence. But your walk fills you with Him. Never forget that. It is not the praise that takes and fills you. It elevates you to that place. But when you walk and live your life for God, then He will fill you and you will be free. Father, I thank You for this word today, God. And I hope the message is clear. That God, we must become that one that is free of all those things, but especially our self-will in our life, God. Let it be today, this day, Lord, that each of us just have that heart, God, to seek You with our everything, that we might turn our lives wholly over to You. And in the midst of it all, God, You show us the path that we might be free in order that we might lead others and serve You wholeheartedly In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. I'll invite all you guys to the first rave party.